Hello, Audio Boo. It is Monday, 27th of April, 2009. This is Audio Gravity. So I wanted to go a little bit off track today from the usual tech stuff. I'll do a few little pieces and bits and bobs that I wanted to tell people about. Bamuser, I don't know if I've told you about this, but Bamuser are now doing private videos. That is, they will have a client push for Windows, Nokia and iPhone when the iPhone gets released. I've got an unofficial developer version at the moment. And you'll be able to tag the videos that you upload to private. This could be very useful for journalists who need to send something back to an editor if they want to record something but don't want the public to see it straight away. And I'm hoping that a lot of services will follow suit. And I know that Mei Li has asked, I think I said her name right, if I didn't, I'm sorry, asked for private audio booths. That'd be quite useful for sending back to a desk editor or somebody who needs access to them when public don't. They've also got a little contest going on at the moment where you can win a Nokia N85 if you come up with a really funny, witty public video. Go and check out Bamuser. I'm sure they've got something on the sidebar about that. Another tech piece that I wanted to say about was a talk about was Pod to Mac, www.pod2mac. I've always wanted an application where I can copy music from an iPod or an iPhone into iTunes. I've yet to try this because I've only just literally found out about it this morning, and I've been working on a theme all day and I've just not had time to tinker. It basically allows you to connect up an iPhone or an iPod and, like I said, rip the music off that to iTunes. I've always had this problem that, you know, in between, Sam's got an iPod and I've got an iPhone, and she's got her own iTunes on her system, and it's just ideal to be able to take certain tracks off one and copy them onto the machine. Liking the fact that Audio Boo now has Ajax comments, that works really well. You can play a Audio Boo and you don't get that problem that if you press the comment and then return it refreshes the page, therefore interrupting the playback of the MP3. That's fixed, so that's great. I'm glad you've done that because the UI looks a little bit cleaner from doing it. So getting past all the tech stuff, it's a little bit of a cause for concern, isn't it? This pandemic that seems to be picking up pace. I've created a link, me.dm/link/H1N1. Have massive concerns about it. It's basically the swine flu seems to be picking up pace, and the number of deaths are slowly rising up. And if you read too much information, you get into a pure flap about it all. But it does make you put you on edge. It does feel like that, you know, an additional thing for America to worry about. You look at maps that are on BBC News and they're just, you know, red. The whole of America is just covered. If it's not the economy, it's some pandemic or something. It's the run of it right now is really quite scary. Two people in the UK, well, two people in Scotland have supposedly reported that they've got it. The swine flu itself is supposedly arriving here tomorrow, I presume in test format, not just, you know, getting a plane flight over and, hey, I'm flu. I guess there that we have good labs or good, you know, scientists in the UK that can analyze this, and I guess they're looking for a vaccine because at the moment I don't think there is one. Always worries me when you hear news of something coming into your country. You know, you can find councillors and officials leaving USBs and secure data disks on trains, and just concerns me that somebody might leave, you know, a container full of swine flu next to their latte in Starbucks. 1918, Spanish flu pandemic remains the most devastating outbreak of modern times, infecting up to 40% of the world's population and killing more than 50 million people, with young adults particularly badly affected. 40%, 1918. And on that happy note, I will see you all tomorrow, Tuesday the 28th. Look forward to it. Have a good evening. Don't forget, wear your face mask.